Breakfast Briefing.
In association with Air Mobile, Ireland's best 5G network availability.
This is News Talk.
You're listening to Breakfast Briefing with me, Eamon Torsney. You can get us on Twitter at NT Breakfast or myself at The Tours or WhatsApp 087 1400 106. Well, it's 18 minutes past six. It's a big night tonight for stargazers. Here to tell us more is Astronomy Ireland's David Moore. Good morning, David, and thanks for joining me. What will people be expected to see tonight?
Well, if you look to the right of the moon, you'll see a pretty bright star. That's actually the planet Saturn. And if you've got one of our giant telescopes, it's transformed from just a star, in quotes, to a huge globe, nine times wider than the Earth, with, of course, those beautiful rings that we've all seen photographs of. But to see it live is a totally different experience.
Mm-hmm. And indeed, I believe there'd be multiple stars and planets viewable tonight, if that's the right expression.
That's right, yeah. We'll be showing people the planet Jupiter as well at our headquarters, and the moon also. So we've got three targets, although Saturn really is the star attraction. But Jupiter is always a fascinating sight with its own moons, its cloud belts. Jupiter is about twice as close, half the distance, shall we say, that Saturn is. Saturn's over a billion kilometres away from us, but we can still see it quite clearly in the giant telescopes we'll have tonight at 7 o'clock.
That's extraordinary. And is there a particular reason that they're visible at the moment? Why is that that they've come into view?
Yeah, it's sort of geometry. We go around the sun once a year, of course. Saturn takes 30 years, so we catch up with it roughly the same time every year, just a few weeks later. And so this is the ideal time to see Saturn, because around 7 o'clock, it's at its highest in the south. And that's any time over the next few weeks would have done fine, but this is the particular night we've chosen. Weather forecast looks good, which we never know in advance. And we just also had the moon near Saturn this particular week. Last night they were closest. We thought that will whet people's appetite. Okay. You may have seen a star just above the moon. That was Saturn. And tonight they're side by side. Saturn is to the right of the moon tonight. So we can show Saturn, we can show the moon, and Jupiter is well to the left of both of those. So we have a third target as well.
And what's the special event that you're having? Tell us about that.
Yeah, we're calling it Saturn Watch, and so we've got some of the most powerful telescopes in the country. They'll be set up at our headquarters just in Blanchardstown, the outskirts of Dublin, so easily accessible near the M50 for certainly everybody in Leinster. Well worth the while coming even further, because Saturn is without a doubt the most incredible sight in a telescope. People can't believe that these big telescopes can transfer this dot in the sky into this, you know, huge globe with its rings. And we'll see several of its moons, at least the two main ones, Titan, which has its own atmosphere thicker than the one we're breathing now, although it only looks like a tiny star from over a billion kilometres away. And we'll tell the story of all this as well while we're there. Of course, if people are thinking of getting a telescope for Christmas, they may not get one of the giant ones that cost thousands that we'll have, but there are much less expensive ones that we can give advice on. We'll have a few examples of those to show off as well.
Is it still a popular pastime? Is it growing in popularity, or is there a new interest in it?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, space is the future of the human race. We've got so much happening at the moment. The International Space Station is flying over. We've had a recent display of the Northern Lights. Jupiter, Saturn will stay on view. If you look out right now, if it's clear where you are, over the sunrise, you'll see a brilliant star-like object. That's the planet Venus. Mercury's coming on view next year. There's a huge meteor storm next month. There are two eclipses next year as well. The list is endless of things to see in the sky. And people are fascinated by space.
Plenty to keep people interested. And tell us, Saturn was in the news recently. Are we going to see evidence, you know, this idea that the rings won't be visible to the naked eye for over the coming years? Are we going to see evidence of that if you look up the skies tonight?
Yeah, that's right, because we try to run a Saturn watch every year, and the rings have been tipped well towards us, but they're going to appear edge-on in March of 2025, so over a year from now, and even our telescopes won't be able to see the rings for at least a few days when they're edge-on, because although they look quite big and substantial, they're about the size of a sheet of newspaper, the size of a football pitch, so they're very thin compared to how wide they are. So when they're edge-on, it's even worse than looking at, say, an old-style vinyl LP record edge-on. It's extremely thin, and they can vanish in all but space telescopes, about the only things that can still see them. Mm-hmm. So if people want to come along and see them begin to tilt that way, you know, astronomy.ie is the website. Get your tickets there.
Yeah, and in terms of the technology available, even to the amateur astronomer, how has that changed over recent years? I mean, is it so much easier now to get involved, if you like? How's the technology changed?
Oh, yeah, the technology has changed dramatically. As when I started as a kid, nowadays, of course, it's all digital photography, and we pack our magazine with pictures taken from Ireland of all parts of the universe, not just planets. And as well as that, a lot of the telescopes we'll have tonight are computerized. That means that they can find objects for you. No, you don't have to use a torch and a star map anymore. You can just point the telescope at a couple of bright stars, and it will be able to find thousands of objects for you automatically. And once it finds them, it then counteracts the Earth's rotation, because we will be viewing at quite high magnification. And in the old days, between each person looking through the telescope, you'd have to nudge the telescope a bit to recenter it as the Earth rotates. But now the computer actually just moves the telescope at the correct speed, and dozens of people can look before you need to even think about making an adjustment. So technology has really changed amateur observing dramatically.
Okay, an exciting night in prospect for stargazers. My thanks to Astronomy Ireland's David Moore for joining me this morning. Well, now at 24 minutes past six, with